Around the corner from Dealey Plaza in Dallas, there's a small museum devoted to conspiracy theories surrounding the assassinations of John and Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King. As NPR's Wade Goodman reports, after 13 years, the Conspiracy Museum is shutting its doors.
For 25 years, Tom Bowden plied his trade as an engineer in the computer industry. It was a living, but it did not touch his soul. So 13 years ago, Bowden chucked it and followed his heart. He now proudly stands in front of a painting on the wall of his museum. It's a large oak tree.
This is the conspiracy tree. The right-hand side are the patsies, Oswald, Sirhan, Ray. The patsies may have participated, but they were not the primary person that did the killing.
This all started when the circus came to town when Bowden was a boy. On display was a mummified body said to be that of John Wilkes Booth. Bowden never got it out of his head. As an adult, his attention naturally turned to the infamous assassination in Dallas.
The FBI was certainly involved because it required Hoover to do the cover-up and to feed the information to the Warren Commission. The Warren Commission, most of those guys were not part of the cover-up. They were patriots. And they were told, we can't have a conspiracy.
And who do you think told them that?
Lyndon Johnson.
The evidence of what really happened is attractively displayed around the Conspiracy Museum. Photographs, charts, diagrams, and well-written explanations. Videos with John Conley.
Unquestionably, when the first shot was fired, I recognized it as a shot.
The feeling here at the Conspiracy is unlike the Met or the Guggenheim. Its displays draws its patrons, complete strangers, into lively discussions about Lee Harvey Oswald's capabilities at the tender age of 24.
I just have to believe to do all the things he done in his life, that he was sponsored by somebody or he had affiliations with somebody, be it government or somebody.
What do you think about Jack Ruby killing Oswald? Do you think that that was just spur of the moment? Or
Oswald had to die. He would have talked. You could tell by the exhibitionist's proud look on his face.
On December 30th, the museum is closing its doors because after 13 years, the building landlord has suddenly decided to take Quiznos' best offer, which Tom Bowden can't possibly match. What do you think is behind that? C is for the CIA. O is for organized crime. N is for not Oswald. S is for the Soviet Union. P is for powerful Texans. I is for international assassins. R is for right-wing extremists. A is for anti-Castro Cuba. C is for cover-up. And Y is for, you get the idea. Add it all up and it spells conspiracy. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, somewhere in Dallas.